Here's one you can think of, though, Dave. Stephen King says by email, chris@nakedscientist.com, this question is from my 7-year-old son, Colin. When I breathe hot breath on a cold car window, it steams up. When I draw on the window in the foggy part, or I wipe off the fog, I can't breathe on it again to make it foggy. Why is this?
OK, we had to have a bit of an experiment. I've been out on the windows drawing all over them with my fingers.
That was you.
That, I couldn't possibly comment, Chris. And I think what's going on is that your fingers are greasy. And when you draw on the window, you can actually see the grease on the window if it's clean to start with. And grease is hydrophobic, which means it doesn't like water, whereas glass is actually quite hydrophilic, which means it does like water. When you breathe on the glass, what's happening is water vapour in your breath is condensing to form droplets of water. Now, they'll find it a lot easier to do
that.
That's
the foggy bit.
Which is a foggy bit, which is, you see, which kind of scatters a light and it looks foggy. Now, it's a lot easier for a droplet to start on something hydrophilic than something hydrophobic. So on the glass, you'll get lots and lots of droplets forming. You'll get billions and billions and billions of tiny little droplets forming. Whereas on the grease, because it's so much harder to form them, you'll just get a few big ones. And then those will grow much more, and so they'll end up being much bigger. So you've got lots and lots of tiny droplets or a few big ones, and it's much easier to see through a few big ones, so it looks transparent on the bit which is greasy and not on the bit which isn't.
And that's why it looks like you can't refog it. There is some water there, but just it's all in big blobs, not little blobs.
Yeah, and they quite soon they kind of merge together, and it just turns into a sheet which is entirely transparent.